From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, had a warning Sunday for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. She said the U.S. would launch new missile strikes against his regime if he carries out another chemical weapons attack. She told CBS News that the strikes carried out Saturday by the U.S., Britain, and France were designed to send a message that if he doesn't stop using chemical weapons, there will be more attacks. We'll see how smart he is, Haley said. We'll watch his actions. Hopefully, he's gotten the message. Haley also told CBS News that the U.S. has decided to place new sanctions on Russia.
Secretary Mnuchin will be announcing those on Monday if he hasn't already, and they will go directly to any sort of companies that were dealing with equipment related to Assad and chemical weapons use.
Two members of Pakistan's Christian minority were killed Sunday in the drive-by shooting in southwestern Pakistan. Unidentified gunmen shot at a group of people leaving a church in Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province. Eight others were injured in the attack. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Pakistan says cross-border fire from Afghanistan Sunday killed two Pakistani paramilitary soldiers and wounded five others. A military spokesman said troops were conducting routine surveillance in the remote Kurram region to prepare to start building a fence on the border when they came under attack from the other side. Thousands of people gathered in major cities across India Sunday, demanding justice for two young victims of rape. They also demanded to know why women and children are still not safe in the country. This is VOA News. Arab leaders have gathered for the 29th annual Arab Summit in Saudi Arabia to talk about the catastrophic condition of many countries in the region. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas insisted East Jerusalem will always remain the capital of a Palestinian state, while blasting Israel for its actions with regard to the international community. He says the international community has issued hundreds of resolutions at the UN regarding the situation in Palestine, but claims Israel has ignored every one of them, acting like a state above the law. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
An American pastor imprisoned in Turkey since December 2016 will be tried Monday. Andrew Brunson could be sentenced to up to 35 years in prison. He's been charged with committing crimes on behalf of terror groups and espionage. He has lived in Turkey for 23 years. American and Jordanian forces began a 12-day military exercise Sunday. More than 7,000 troops, about half of them American, are taking part in the annual exercise. The Northern Territory government in Australia says it's been approached by almost 50 Chinese companies looking to buy land to start donkey farms. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
In China, donkey skins are boiled down to make gelatin, which is then used in alternative Chinese medicines and cosmetics. Animal rights campaigners are pressuring the authorities not to allow the live export of donkeys to China, claiming that conditions in transit would be cruel and unacceptable. Activists also insist that donkeys' health suffers when they're kept in large herds. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
President Trump on Twitter on Sunday said James Comey, the FBI director he fired, who is coming out with a strongly critical new book on the Trump presidency, should be jailed. Trump claims Comey revealed classified information and lied to Congress. And Barbara Bush, the wife of one U.S. president and the mother of a second, is in failing health and has decided to seek comfort care rather than further medical treatment. The 92-year-old former First Lady made the decision following a series of recent hospitalizations after consulting with her family and doctors. CNN reports her heart is failing. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.